Each month, I speak with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We look at audio description and we take a look ahead to some of the touring theatres or gallery or museum exhibitions that are coming up, all with audio description. And we're going to the theatre and got a couple of interesting topics as well to tell you about. Anne joins us now. Hello.
Hello there, Alan.
So, another busy time for you, Anne. Never seems to get quiet. Do you ever manage to get away on holiday?
During August, it tends to be a little bit quieter because some of the theatres don't have work on. But otherwise, it's pretty much theatre all year round.
OK, well, let's start first of all in Manchester with Mother Courage.
Yeah, Mother Courage is at the Royal Exchange Theatre in Manchester. This is a new production. It's been slightly adapted from the Brecht that we know and love. A new version by Anna Jordan, and it's got Julie Hesmond-Halsh in the title role. People will know her from, she's done a lot on television, she's done a lot of theatre as well, but she was in Broadchurch, I think she was in Coronation Street originally, so people know her from that. Very powerful, very commanding actor, and she takes the role of Mother Courage, a woman who tramps around following soldiers, and wherever there's a war, she'll pop up, traditionally with her cart, selling whatever it is that anyone wants to buy. She doesn't really care about which side she's on, which battle it is. She's just there selling her wares and trying to keep her head above water, boots, beer, drugs, guns, anything a soldier desires. And she just carries on and trudges on making a life for herself and her kids. There's a lovely quote, I'll just read you this. "Now spring awakes and winter dies, the dead stay dead, the living rise, because if your breath and your pulse ain't gone, you stagger up and you carry on." And that's pretty much her motto. She just trudges through life. But in this new production, they've got quite a lot of music and it's got quite a punky feel. So I think this will be Mother Courage, but not perhaps as people have come across it before.
Right, and that's in Manchester. When are you already describing that one?
That one's coming up towards the end of the month in Manchester, so people have got time to catch it.
Great stuff. Okay, let's move on to something completely different. I've seen the movie, I've seen the stage show, it's fantastic. It's the touring production of Rock of Ages.
Yeah, this is a great one. I mean, the songs in it, "We Built This City," "The Final Countdown," "Can't Fight This Feeling," it's can't stop yourself singing, really.
Absolutely.
All the music played live, of course, by a band on stage or in Los Angeles. I think they say the dreams are as big as the hair, so that sets our little period in time. And it's a great one to hear all these rock anthems played live. But also an interesting story about the big guys wanting to develop the city, what matters to people, what's done in the name of progress. So it raises a few questions there. But above all, it's a great night out and it's a great one to go and stamp your foot to.
And despite, you know, a lot of music in there, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing and some great acting, the audio description really does come into its own then. And when I went along, I had the headset on, I was getting the description between the dialogue, telling me everything that was going on. And it really brought the whole thing to life. I think we even had a touch tour from memory for that as well.
Yes, yes. Normally the companies are very good and they let us come on stage beforehand. They bring out costumes, props. Sometimes members of the cast come and say hello as well. But that all helps to imagine and to visualise what we're talking about, especially because sometimes in the description you don't get very much time to describe something. And so if you've had a chance to feel it, to explore it or to see it up close beforehand, then that's kind of a shortcut and you think, oh yes, I know exactly what they're talking about there. So it's really, really useful when we can do the touch tours as well.
Okay, and so Rock of Ages touring across the UK at the moment. Let's go to something completely unfamiliar. Well, I've never heard of this one, Anne. It's A Skull in Connemara, which is in Oldham.
It is. It's at the Coliseum Theatre in Oldham. A Skull in Connemara is written by Martin McDonagh. Now, he's the guy behind Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, In Bruges, Seven Psychopaths. So I think people will be more familiar with his work for film, although initially he was a writer for the theatre. And in fact, there were three plays that are set in an Irish village. The particular style of his writing, it's quite black, it's quite bleak, but it does have a very dark humour to it. And he just manages to create these characters, and you really feel like you're getting under their skin, which perhaps you don't really want to. In this story, it's about Mick, who's a gravedigger, and his wife died under mysterious circumstances. Some people say it was murder, and then there is, for reasons that become clear, bodies have to be exhumed from the Connemara graveyard, and her bones are missing. So there's mystery and intrigue there. So it's a gripping night of theatre, that one.
Fantastic. So you're already describing this one in Oldham. When's that one, Anne?
Those dates coming up, Alan. Mother Courage is on at the Royal Exchange. That's on the 23rd of February. And A Skull in Connemara, that's at Oldham Coliseum on the 28th of February. So plenty of time for people to get in touch.
Indeed, Anne. Again, just look out for Rock of Ages. That's touring across the UK. Let's leave the theatre for the moment, Anne, and head to the Whitworth in Manchester. This is really something different, this exhibition.
This is very interesting. It's a real privilege to work on this. It's an exhibition. It's called Facing Out. And it's been co-curated by gallery staff and by people who are cancer survivors, in particular from the Christie's Centre in Manchester. They're all people who, because of their cancer, have some degree of facial disfigurement. So they have been given access to the stores at the Whitworth to select works of art which speak to them in one way or another. So they may be paintings, they may be sculptures. And as part of the project, they have all agreed to be painted by an artist in residence, Lucy Bursko. So it's a brave thing for them to do. They're very conscious that throughout their lives, every single day, people are looking at them and just glancing at them because their faces are different in some way. And so in a way to kind of celebrate this and make a point, they have all agreed to have their portraits painted by Lucy. So in the exhibition, there will be portraits of each of the people. One of the guys in particular, because of the cancer, has lost the eyesight in one eye and has some problems with the other eye. So I was able to go in with him and describe various works of art to him to help him make his selection. Ah. So that was a fascinating discussion there. So the exhibition is on at the Whitworth Gallery. It's on for a good few months, and there are two audio described tours taking place. So I think there'll be some really interesting discussions around them about the works that people have chosen, because there's going to be a real range there, and also about the personal stories of the people that have been involved.
From the heart.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're going to the Republic of Ireland. What's that for?
Yes, again, I get to be invited to some amazing places. So I'm off to Kilkenny. I'm working with an arts organisation called Arts and Disability Ireland. And through them, they've arranged for staff and some artists, actually, from about eight different galleries and museums across Southern Ireland to attend a two-day training. We're talking about disability equality, visual impairment awareness and etiquette, but also training them in an introduction to audio description to enable them to provide a better service for their visitors, so to feel confident to be able to describe the works they have on display and to welcome their visitors and just include the provision of what's out there. So it's great for me, but it's also great for people who want to visit these galleries and museums.
And great to hear audio description coming to the fore for galleries and museums as well, not just for theatre or TV or movies as well, because when it comes to museums and galleries, if it's paintings, it's behind glass, to me it's like not much going.
No, so you need to know what's there, and then you need to know the stories behind it. So I think this will, it's such a really good spread of museums and galleries, all different genres. You know, some are modern art, some are far more classical. There's the castle, so we'll be talking a bit about architecture as well. So I think there'll be a lot more opportunities for people who want to go and visit these places now.
And Kilkenny make a fantastic ale as well. Make sure you have a sample.
Okay, I'll put that on my list.
After your work, though, and after work.
Absolutely.
We're almost out of time, and so if people would like to learn more about Mind's Eye Audio Description, and indeed a lot of the productions, museums, galleries, and visitor attractions you'll be working at, how do they get the info?
The best way is to visit the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You'll find on the events page there a calendar of events. We're also on Twitter, at Mind's Eye Arts, and we have a Mind's Eye Description page on Facebook, so there's lots of ways to keep in touch.
Fantastic. We'll catch up with you again in March, but for the moment, Anne, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.